Authentic Pavilion. 814-272-1711. I mean, you want it, when you're done being treated out there, you will re-up for it next year.
Yeah, the all-you-can-eat buffet down there. Of course, prime souvenir territory as well for those home run balls, even the foul balls that travel down there. But just a sumptuous cuisine, and you also get half-price beer down there and plenty more amenities. It's all available online at statecollegespikes.com. The full array of amenities down at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion.
Derek Sherry's been added to the roster, as has Grant Lasher. They are part of it. Grant's a catcher. Spikes have exited the dugout. That means it's time for the golden tones of Rodney Martin.
And we kindly request that you remove your hats as we honor our great nation with the playing of our national anthem.
Lamont Ducks Pep Band with the playing of our national anthem, and we'll come back with the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Watch the skies light up tonight with the State College Spikes. The Spikes take on the Frederick Keys at 6:35 on Healthcare Appreciation Night, presented by Curavetti. And it's a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery featuring baseball bingo. The night concludes as Curavetti presents a salute to superhero music themes fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Set to go. Gabe Starks going through his final warm-ups. They get ready for Frederick tonight, fans. Tonight's opening pitch at 6:34. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. Defensively for the Spikes, it is Cam Buford at first, Addison Smith at second, Ethan Mendoza at short, Kay Climby at third. Kyle Huxdorf will be in left field, Aiden Howard in center, Robbie Morgan the fourth and right, Luke Napleton behind the plate. And here's Logan Sanders to lead it off. Sanders at 222. No home runs, two knocked in. That's foul to our right and out of play. 78 degrees at game time. Beautiful skies for tonight's game. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. 0-2 the count. Starks on the mound. He'll throw a four-seam fastball. He'll throw a curveball, slider, and a change. He works from the center of the hill. And the pitch. That's down low. Bounced it in there. Enabled and blocked it. As we talk about all the time, some guys favor the first base side. Some guys favor the third base side. He's right in the middle. 1-2 the count. And the set by Starks. And Gabe delivers. That's low and inside for a ball. It's level at 2-2. 94 with that fastball that time. Starks 2-2. Low and outside 3-2. Sanders has driven in two this year. He has scored four runs. Bats from the right side, 3-2 count. Infield back, outfield straight away. A little deeper and left with Huxdorf. And the pitch. And is up the middle. That's a base hit. Sanders aboard. He'll make the turn at first. And the leadoff man gets things started here for Frederick. Logan Sanders, 1-for-1 in stolen bases. And here's Jevin Relaford out of Virginia Southern. Lives in Jacksonville. Did not play in last night's game, hitting 150 with a double. Middle infield double play depth. Squared to bunt. Did not pull back in time. It's 0-1. That was the changeup that time from Gabe. 0-1 the count. Goes set. Middle infield double play depth. And the pitch. Bounce that one in. Good job by Napleton to slide over and block it. 1-1 the count. On this 78-degree evening, the wind is blowing to right about 5 miles an hour. Starks delivers. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there, 91-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Inside corner, call, strike three, got him. Fabulous pitch that time by Gabe Starks, and the strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. Well, Luca Danos is at the plate. Danos had a big night last night, going 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored, including a double. Throw to first, dives back in. Trevon Johnson coaching down at first. Rene Rivera, the manager, down at third. Starks. Throw to first again. Got a shot and did not get him in time. Mentioned the air quality at 50. You can see a little bit of haze on the mountains today. Not much, but some. Starks, there goes the runner, Sanders. Pitch outside for a ball. Throw to second, not in time. He steals the bag. Second stolen base for Logan Sanders. Here tomorrow at 4:05. Looking forward to seeing you here. Trying to see if we can get at least 156. Throw out a first pitch tomorrow. Here's the set by Starks, the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Set and the pitch. He bounced that one in. It's 3-1. And Luka Danos. Danos will step back into that right-handed box. 3-1 the count. Sanders on second with one out. Starks looks back at him and delivers. That's right in there for a strike. Fabulous pitch that time. That was the straight change. It's 3-2. Second 3-2 count of the inning for Gabe Starks. Call strike three. Got him in her half. Great pitch. Two strikeouts for Gabe Starks. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. As Brady Sakona comes to the plate. Mountain Indy Health has earned 5 stars for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 21, 22, and 23, ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. So Koenig takes it down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Two gone with Sanders on second. Howard about maybe 15 steps into right center. Morgan shallow and right. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball blew it by him at 93. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Set by Starks. Looks at second and delivers. That is down the right field line. Slicing foul. Spike's bullpen out of play. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. So Koenig waits in the right-handed box. So Koenig out of Toronto with the Connor State. 1-2. That is on the ground. Backhanded by Mendoza in the hole. Fires to first in time. Inning is over. Good play by Ethan. No runs a hit. One stranded at second. Half inning in the books, still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Bottom of the first inning, and Nate Lamb to the mound. The left-hander making his third appearance, second start. No record, 2.70 ERA with 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, only 1 earned. He has struck out 4, walked 2, hit 1. Opposing hitters, 154 against him. Lamb is 6'5", 235 pounds. He is 23 years of age out of Chesney, South Carolina. And he'll face Aiden Howard to lead things off. Howard went 0-for-2 last night, now hitting 136 with an RBI. He is the league leader in steals with 3. Switch hitter will bat from the right side against the lefty, Nate Lamb. Back 2 of the first 3 hitters in the lineup for the Spikes are switch hitters, so both Howard and Addison Smith will bat right-handed against Lamb. Lamb works from the third base side. Way outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Throws a 2-seam fastball. Throws a slider and a change. That fastball was at 90 that time. 1-0 to Howard. Up high, 2-0. Fastball again that time at 92. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Dave Tremblay, the manager, down at third. Jesus Azuaje down at first. Inside corner for a strike is 2-1. 91 with that fastball. Hasn't changed speeds yet in 3 pitches. Lamb, the left-hander, deals. Swing and a miss. Now he changed speeds. That was the change that time. It is 2-2. Two balls and 2 strikes on Aiden Howard. Ethan Mendoza on deck and the pitch. That bounced in there. He runs it full on Aiden. 325 down the left field line. 378 left center. 410 the nook. 399 dead center. 375 right center. And 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. Lamb's 3-2. Puts the glove in front of his face, drops it down, and delivers. In the dirt, ball 4, and the Spikes have a threat aboard. Aiden Howard, 3-for-3 in stolen bases aboard, and here is Ethan Mendoza. Mendoza 0-for-1 in last night's game, hitting 357 with no home runs and 3 knocked in. 2 triples to tie for the league lead with teammate Luke Napleton. Middle infield, a double play, that big gap in left center. He'll run forever if he hits it to the nook. Lamb delivers. Way outside, it's 1-0. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with a grandstand above it. Lamb set at the belt. Looks over at Howard at first. And delivers. Inside corner for a strike. It is 1-1. 90 with that fastball from Nate Lamb. Addison Smith on deck. What a one the count. Throw over to first. That was just a courtesy throw. He just stepped back and threw it. Really had nothing on it. 1-1 the count. Howard out to a good lead at first. Lamb goes set, and there goes Howard. Pitches high, and no throw. He'll get his 4th stolen base of the year. 2-1 now the count. 4-for-4 now in stolen bases. Aiden Howard, he had a great jump. Ciccone got no chance at it. None. So Mendoza could drive him in. 2-1 the count on Ethan. Looks back at second and delivers. That is looped into left center field. That'll fall for a base hit. Howard's around third. He'll come to the plate, and the Spikes will take the lead. It is 1-0. Ethan Mendoza delivers his 4th RBI of the year, and Aiden Howard scores his 5th run of the season. 1-0 State College. That's how do you want to start. There's Addison Smith. Smith went 0-for-3 last night. Now hitting 267. He's knocked in 3. He has a double. Bats on the right side against the lefty Lamb. Middle infield still at double play depth. Nobody out. To the plate. Low one outside. Fastball at 90. It's 1-0. Mendoza on first has one stolen base. Dancing around over there. That is fouled to our right. Geisinger Champions Club bounces down below. It's 1-1. One and one the count on Smith. Buford on deck. 1-0 State College, bottom of the first. Lamb to the plate. Way outside. 2-1 the count. His misses have been outside consistently so far. He's also faced nothing but right-handed hitters. 2-1 the count on Addison Smith. The pitch. Outside. Sikonik tried to frame it that time, but it's 3-1. Now they'll take the left fielder, Hamilton, and move him off the line more toward left center. I mean, way off the line now. 3-1. Smith on the ground to second. Could be two. They flip it one. On to first. Double play. 6-4-3. Two outs. That'll bring Cam Buford to the plate. Cam went 0-for-4 last night. Now 1-for-6 is a spike at 167 with a home run. So here's Buford. They have gone to Grambling State, but he is out of South Holland, Illinois. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Double play was a big pitch for Lamb in this game. Spikes with a 1-0 lead. So the bases are now clean. 1-0 to Buford. Holds that bat up high. Way outside, 2-0. Fastball at 92. Luke Napleton on deck. Lamb's 2-0 offering. Inside corner for a strike. It is 2-1. 90 with that fastball. 1-0 State College. They're the ones that jump out to the lead tonight. Lamb delivers. Swing and a miss. Took something off that one. It's 2-2. That may have been the slider that time. Two balls and two strikes to count. Pitch to Buford. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him and the inning is over. But the Spikes get a run. They do so on a hit. Nobody left. And at the end of one, 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Watch the skies light up tonight with the State College Spikes. The Spikes take on the Frederick Keys at 6:35 on Healthcare Appreciation Night, presented by Curavetti. And it's a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery featuring baseball bingo. The night concludes as Curavetti presents a salute to superhero music themes fireworks show. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com.
Go Spikes!
Top half of the second inning. Spikes with a 1-0 lead. 2 weeks from tonight, this will be a lot of fun. It'll be Adventure Hunt with the State College Spikes and the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. If you go to map destinations, you can take a selfie or a scenic photo. And once you have all six locations, you upload your photos for a chance to win the grand prize treasure chest. We'll talk more about that as time goes. Some great destinations to go to all over Center County. Leading it off will be Jacob McKeon. And the pitch, and foul tipped that one into the mid. Napleton that time, it is 0-1. McKeon went 0-4 last night with a walk. Here's the set. And delivers. Oh, and outside. 1-1 the count. Some guys just like to always work from the stretch. Because remember, this is not a guy that it's a converted bullpen guy. He started 15 games for UT Arlington this year. Did not have any relief appearances. It's down low for a ball with a fastball. 2-1 the count. 93 from Gabe. Outfield. Straight away for the most part. Howard maybe 10, 15 steps in the right center. Morgan always plays a shallow right against a right-handed hitter. Infield back, the pitch. That caught the plate, but low. 3-1 the count. 1-0 State College here in the top of the second inning. Here is the set. And the pitch. And on the inside corner with a breaking ball, he goes full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. That was the change that time he threw. 3-2 the count. Starks to the plate. Bounce that one in, ball four. Second straight inning, Fredericks had the leadoff man aboard. Erwin Escobar, the league leader in hitting. Escobar at 538. Last night, went 3-for-5 with a double and a pair of singles. He knocked in two. Great destinations to go to on this adventure hunt. That's down low. Runner takes off. Throw by Napleton, not in time. Boy, I tell you, he throws it earlier because he hesitated. He throws it earlier, he's got him. How about the Roland Theater in Phillipsburg, the Nittany Lion Shrine on campus, Centennial Pigs, McAllister Alley in State College right next to the tavern, Talleyrand Park, Penn's Cave Farm Nature Wildlife Park, where the on-field host lives, and the Pennsylvania Military Museum. That's in there for a strike at 21. Those great locations. You get to see some of the really beautiful areas that make Center County special. Talk more about that as time goes. 1-1 the count to Escobar. Runner on second with nobody out the pitch. That one got away, bounces off the bricks. He goes to third. That'll be a wild pitch. So Frederick 90 feet away from tying the game. Mentioned Escobar at 538. He's driven in five runs. He has two doubles. 2-1 the count on Irwin. Set by Starks at the belt and to the plate. Excuse me, foul ball, first base side. Johnson will pick it up there, and he'll toss it over to the Spikes dugout. Ben Harris is the one that retrieved it. 2-2 the count on Escobar. And the pitch. Bounce it down low. 3-2 again. He's thrown a lot of pitches. I want to say this is the fourth 3-2 count he's had so far. So far, Starks has thrown 30 pitches, 16 are strikes. Escobar waits right-handed box. As McKeon leads off third, the pitch. It's on the ground up the middle into center field. Base hit. Game tied at one. Escobar stays hot. And Frederick ties the game at 1-1. And now here comes Jordan Hamburg. He is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight. Hamburg last night went 1-for-4 with a triple and an RBI. He also walked. He did not strike out last night. He's due. And the pitch to Hamburg. This is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hitting 250. He has not struck out yet this season. Outside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count. That time he went curveball. 1-1 the count. Here's the set by Starks. Middle infield double play depth. Throw over to first. He dives back in. Mendoza, the shortstop against the left-handed hitting Hamburg's about three or four steps toward the bag at second. Meanwhile, Howard straight away in the outfield. That's foul, third base side. Geisinger Champions Club out of play. It's 1-2 on the McDonald strikeout guy. Nobody out, one run in, top of the second, 1-1 our score. Escobar gets his lead at first. Set by Starks and the pitch. Down low, caught the plate, 2-2 the count. Crowd not happy or enamored with the call. They have a personal stake in it. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. That's a miss, 3-2. Another 3-2 count, third 3-2 count of the inning. Starks stares in. Starks will go set at the belt. 3-2. Ball four. So, second walk of the inning. First and second, still nobody out. As Ben Harris brings out new baseballs. Here is Ty Hamilton, who did not play in last night's game. Hamilton is 0-for-9 on the season. Hamilton out of Ottawa. Capital of the Dominion of Canada. First and second. Nobody out, one run in. Left-handed hitting Ty Hamilton waits. Middle infield double play depth. Starks delivers. Outside corner for a strike, get his 0-1. Starts with 93 with a fastball. The count. Set by Starks. 0-1. Breaking ball in the outer edge. It's 0-2. Good pitch. Hamilton windmills the bat, now levels it a couple of times. Starks goes set with an 0-2 count. And delivers. That's wrapped on the ground, right side. Picked up by Smith. Only played at first. In time, one out. Runners move up to second and third. Wasn't it hard enough for Addison to do anything with it except go to first. And here's Marcus Sanders with Logan on deck. So Marcus Sanders is 1-for-11 with an RBI. Infield about halfway up all the way around. Second and third with one out. Marcus Sanders bats from the right side. The pitch. That's in there for a strike. Get his 0-1. The Sanders happen to be out of Tucson, Arizona. Second and third, one out, 0-1 the count. Starks delivers. As foul, first base side, it'll go to the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play, it's 0-2. 1-1 here in the top of the second. Second and third, one out. Shadow is now right out to the middle of the pitcher's mound. Here's the set. 0-2. Missed outside with a fastball. It's 1-2 at 94. Ball and two strikes the count. Here tomorrow at 4:05. Uplifting athletes. Penn State football players here tomorrow. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Napleton will complete the strikeout at first. No advance by the runners. Two gone. Big strikeout. The third of the game for Gabe Starks. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. Logan Sanders singled, stole a base in the first. Starks at the belt now with two outs. Pitch to Sanders. That is the right field down the line. Morgan coming on. It's going to be a foul ball. Slice down the line. And fell in foul territory. It's 0-1. Tomorrow at 4:05 and before the game, try and set a record for most first pitches. I think the record's 156. Come on out. Have some fun and throw one. 0-1 the count. Starks to the plate. Breaking ball beauty. Dropped that one in there. It is 0-2. He's got that curveball, and he dropped that curveball in perfectly that time. 0-2. Will he make him chase or just attack? At the belt. On its way. Attacked and a foul at the plate. 93 with the fastball. See more and more pitchers attack these days on 0-2. Why not? It gets to a point where the 0-2 miss is so predictable. 0-2. Fires it. That's wrapped on the ground. Left side. Climby will cut it off. And the runner runs into him and is out for interference. And the inning is over. So, one run on one hit and two left. And at the end of an inning and a half, 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details. Lead it off to be followed by Robbie Morgan and Kyle Huxdorf. Napleton went 0-for-3 last night with a walk. It's in there for a strike from Nate Lamb. It is 0-1. Napleton at 294. He's driven in four. Tied with Ethan Mendoza for the league lead with two triples. That pitch is hit high in the air, shallow left center field. Coming on is Hamilton. He makes the catch in shallow left center. There's one out. Robbie Morgan, the fourth, to the plate. Robbie last night went 0 for 2 with a pair of walks. Getting a pair of walks, not unusual for Morgan. He has 8 walks on the season. He is tied for the league lead. He's also third in the league in runs scored with 8. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. It's 1-0. On deck, Kyle Huxtorf. His first at-bat is a spike. The pitch high and tight at the letters as Morgan, the right-handed hitter, backs up. It's 2-0. Gaps in left center field. With the center fielder Sanders by maybe 15 steps into right center. Here's Lamb's pitch. That's fouled to the screen. And Alex Dorf will come over and pick it up. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Morgan. In that right-handed box, that back foot right on the back line. And the pitch. That's in their first strike. Good location, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the second in a 1-1 game. One out, bases clean. Lamb delivers. Outside, runs it full 3-2. So, does Morgan draw a 9th walk on the season? Deep breath, recalibrates right-handed box. He's ready. Lamb holds the glove in front of his face, drops it down to the belt, delivers. That is into center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Morgan around first. He'll make the turn there. And the Spikes have Morgan at first and one out. Second hit of the night for State College. And here's Kyle Huxtorf out of the University of Iowa and Waterford, Wisconsin. 6 home runs and 54 knocked in for the Hawkeyes this year. He had 280 with 13 doubles, 5 triples. A threat to steal when he's on. The first pitch to Kyle outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. He was 17-19 in stolen bases this year. 484 slugging percentage. Great on base percentage at .387. Morgan leads off first. Morgan was 12 of 15 in stolen bases this year for Central Michigan. Checked it. That's a strike. 1-1 the count on Kyle. Huxtorf had that memorable game a year ago against Indiana where he drove in 12 runs, a record-setting 12 runs. He had 3 home runs in that game and 6 hits. That's a strike. It's 1-2. Here's the irony of the 6 hits and the 3 home runs. He was batting 9th that day. Today he's in the 8. He's in the 7 hole today. Morgan on first, one out. There he goes. There's the pitch. Lifted in the air. Left center field. Sanders comes over with Hamilton. Sanders calls him off in left center. Makes the catch. And Morgan retreats the first. One gone. Or two gone. Tyler Wilson to the plate. Wilson went 0 for 3 last night, now hitting .333 with no home runs and 2 knocked in. One bottom of the second. 2 outs with Morgan on first. Well, let's see what Tyler Wilson can do. It's the DH tonight. He played first base last night. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Pitch clocks are not installed universally across the league, so even though they're set up here, they're not operating, but the umpires are keeping it on the field, and you notice the pace has been pretty good. 1-0. That's a slow roller, third base side, but foul. picked up by Relaford there. 1-1 the count on Wilson. Wilson hit 305 this year at Grand Canyon with 5 home runs, 32 knocked in. In his career, he hit 311 with 11 home runs and 82 knocked in. Bats on the right side. Switch hitter against the left-handed Nate Lamb. Throw to first. Had him leaning, and he got back in. I'm not sure if McKeon kept control of the ball that time. Morgan was leaning. 1-1 the count. 1-1 our score. Bottom of the second. Wilson waits in the right-handed box with two outs. Line down the right field line, but foul. And we'll skip into the Spikes bullpen. It's 1-2. .405 tomorrow. Tickets available 814-272-1711. Buy print, statecollegespikes.com, or go to the box office. It's going to be in the low 80s tomorrow for the game. No rain. 1-2. That is down the left field line. Hamilton won't get there. Morgan's around second, on his way to third. Meanwhile, Wilson's on his way to second. He has a stand-up double. Second and third with two outs. Now it's up to Kay Climie to get him in. Climie got in the game last night. He walked, hitting .238 with an RBI. Climie scheduled to go to Texas A&M after playing at Temple Junior College. And Cade waits the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-1. Fastball at 90 from Nate Lamb. No balls and a strike on Kate Climie. Morgan on third. And Wilson on second with two outs. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. 0-2 the count right at the belt. 91 with that fastball. So now Climie's going to battle back here. Second and third, two outs. 1-1 our score, bottom of the second. Lamb to the belt. Lamb to the plate. And Climie does a good job just to get a piece of it and stay alive. It's 0-2. Went after that changeup that time. And that pitch would have been a strike. 0-2 on Climie. The pitch. And the dirt. Great job to block at that time. 1-2. So Koenig slid to his left and got to it. 1-2 the count. Aiden Howard on deck. He'd love to have a shot this inning. Hamilton's way off the line and left. Shallow in center is Sanders. Infield back. No shift. 1-2. Foul straight back by Climie. He was on that one. It's still 1-2 on Cade. Morgan on third. He singled to center. Wilson's on second. He doubled to left. Two outs. Climie waits. Here it is. In the dirt, gets away. Spikes will take the lead as Morgan scores from third. Moving to third on the play will be Wilson. That will be a wild pitch. It's 2-1. Count now 2-2 on Climie. Two and two the count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him and the inning is over. That is the second strikeout of the game for Nate Lamb. Ironically, each strikeout ended in inning. But the Spikes get a run. They do so on two hits. They strand one. End of two. 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top of the third inning. 2-1 State College. 2-3 and 4 in the Frederick batting order. And Relaford on the ground. First pitch swinging to third. Climby fires in time. One pitch, one up, one down here in the top of the third.
Shortstop, 19, Luca Danos.
Luca Danos struck out looking his first time up. Danos bats from the right side. 2-1 State College here in the top of the third. Great to have you with us on a beautiful evening for baseball. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Outstanding curve that time from Gabe Starks. Howard about maybe 10 steps into right center. A little bit of a gap in left center. The pitch. Check that did not go. 1-1. It was low and outside. Spikes, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. And Frederick, 1 run, a couple of hits, and no errors. As we play the top of the third with 1 out, bases clean. And the pitch. As foul, first base side towards Sweet and out of play. 1-2 the count. So it's the first time in the ball game that Frederick has not had the leadoff man aboard. 1-2 the count. And the set by Starks at the belt. 1-2. Curveball. Did he go? Yes, he did. They appeal down to first. That is the fourth strikeout for Gabe Starks. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be a part of an all-star team like I am here with the Spikes? Well, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities and excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. So Kanick fouls it off, bounced to short his first time up. Or Sekonic, I should say. 0-1 the count. The difference in this inning is Starks has been ahead of every hitter. 0-1. Inside corner, fastball at 93. It's 0-2. Starks working quickly at the belt. 0-2. On the ground, up the middle, now bouncing to center field, and that's a base hit. So Koenig makes the turn at first with a two-out single to center. And here comes McKeon. McKeon walked, stole a base, and scored the Frederick run in the second. McKeon's out of Phoenix. He is Bryce Matthews' teammate at Washington State. Short lead at first by Sir Koenig. And the pitch. checked it. Yeah, he went around. That's a strike. 0-1. Again, he's ahead of hitters. Flags barely moving at all. In fact, no motion at all right now in left center field on this 78-degree evening. Sat by Starks. And to the plate. In the dirt as Napleton slides over to block it. 1-1 the count. Of course, we've been talking about air quality all week. And right now, the temperature's at 77. The air quality's 48. It's actually better than when the game started. 1-1. And low and outside, backhanded by Napleton. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike at the top of the third. 2-1 State College. Hits are even at 3. With two outs, Starks goes set. And to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. 2-2 the count. That was the change that time. 2-2. Starks. Belt. Doesn't even check first. Here's the pitch. Bounced that one in. Napleton blocked it. No advance. I mean, Sirkonik's lead is so short at first, you don't even have to look over. But you need to get the batter here. You got two outs of McKeon at the plate now with a 3-2 count. And Sirkonik will be running on the pitch. Starks lost control of the slider that time. Sirkonik, they won't hold him on. He'll take off. Here it is. Bounced it in. Ball four. So all the excitement here for Frederick has been with two outs. And here comes Erwin Escobar, a guy you would like to have avoided in this situation, walking to the plate. Escobar with an RBI single back in the second. And here comes Jerome Williams, the pitching coach, out to talk to his guy. With the base hit by Escobar, he's up to 571 now. And Escobar now in the series is 4-for-6 with 3 runs knocked in. Entire infield is up with Jerome Williams leading the conversation. Starks got off to a great start in this inning, and then gave up a single at the middle, and then a walk to McKeon. First and second with two outs. Spike still lead it 2-1. Escobar takes the donut off the bat, tosses it back to the on-deck circle to Jordan Hamburg. Oh, look, it's the substitute on field house. Great. Why'd you get called out of the bullpen? Any reason? Lack of commitment? All right, here's Escobar, the pitch. Line to left center field, a base hit that'll tie the game. Exactly the guy you wanted to avoid. They'll throw to third. That's not in time. Escobar to second. They've got him in a rundown. Now he'll throw to the plate, and he's out at home. So the game's tied at 2 as Escobar delivers his second RBI single of the game. Meanwhile, McKeon is out at the plate, and the inning is over. But they get the tying run. They do so on two hits and do all the damage with two outs. At the end of 2.5, 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy what could be a historic day with the Spikes on Sunday afternoon. The Spikes face Frederick at 4:05, and members of Penn State Uplifting Athletes will join us for a special day at the game. Plus, offensive lineman Golden Israel Achumba will once again sing the national anthem, and they'll all join you in trying to set a new world record for the largest first pitch. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
So we go to the bottom of the third, 2-2 our score. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Aiden Howard walks, stole a base, scored in the first. First pitch is a strike to him. 0-1 the count. Howard out of Carrollton, Texas. Switch hitter batting from the right side against the lefty, Nate Lamb. Pitch to Howard. That's in the dirt. It is 1-1. So Howard now leads the MLB Draft League with 4 stolen bases. In fact, he is 4-for-4 in stolen bases. And with a run he scored in the first, he has 5 runs scored this season. 1-1 the count. Foul straight back to the screen. Good cut at that one. 1-2. Ethan Mendoza on deck and Addison Smith to follow. Top of the order for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third. 2-2 our score. Howard waits with a 1-2 count in the right-handed box. And Lamb drops the glove down and delivers. Inside, backed away from that one. It's even at 2-2. Frederick, 1-2, 1-3. Spikes, 1-1, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball. Strike 3 got him. That is the third strikeout of the ball game for Nate Lamb. Ethan Mendoza singled, knocked in a run in the first. Bat from the right side. Hamilton off the line and left, closer to the, and that's line foul toward the concourse. First base side out of play. It's 0-1. Hamilton is beyond the 378 sign in left center, about a third of the way between 378 and the 410 at the nook. And the pitch. That bounced in there. It's 1-1. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, Frederick. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, State College. We play the bottom of the third with one out and the bases empty. 1-1 the count on Ethan Mendoza. Lamb delivers. Bounce that one in as well. It's 2-1. Addison Smith on deck. Center fielder Sanders about maybe 10, 15 steps into right center. As we mentioned, Hamilton way off the line and left. That's outside. Missed. It's 3-1 and Mendoza. Three balls and a strike. Mendoza waits in the right-handed box. Here it is. That is on the ground to short. Picked up by Doncha. Throws the first. It got away. Threw it low to first. Danos did. And Mendoza's aboard. It wasn't hit very hard, but that'll be an E6. And here's Addison Smith, who wrapped into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. First error of the game on either side. Mendoza, 1-for-1 in stolen bases with the Spikes. Lamb goes set and delivers. Way outside, 1-0 the count. Fastball at 89. Here tomorrow at 4:05, uplifting athletes here, including Golden Israel Achumba, who will sing the national anthem. Lamb goes set. Good lead at first by Mendoza. Throw to first. Quick throw over, and Ethan back standing. 1-0 the count. Wind's kicked up just a little bit, still less than 5 miles per hour, but blowing out. Smith at the plate, waits. There goes Mendoza, pitches a ball, throw to second, out at second base. Outstanding throw to get him, and there are two outs. Give Cirkonic a lot of credit that time. And now the bases are clean for Smith and a 2-0 count. And Lamb delivers. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 90, 2-1. Good job by Marcus Sanders to slap that tag on as well. 2-1. Outside corner at the knees. It's 2-2. Good pitch that time. As he went slider on that one, 2-2 the count. Lamb with the bases empty and a 2-2 game. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him. He has ended each inning with a strikeout. And that is his fourth strikeout of the ball game. And at the end of three full innings, 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Call for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fourth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Gabe Starks won the opening three innings for the Spikes in this one and gave up two runs on four hits. He struck out four, he walked three, and gives way now to Corey Avant, who takes over. Avant making his second appearance against Trenton the other night. He went two innings, did not give up a hit or a run. Struck out one, walked three, and to take us through the middle three, one of the best in the business, Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. And Corey Avant starting off his second appearance. Before he can do that, got a baseball out in front of the Spikes dugout, and it'll be retrieved. Jordan Hamburg listed as a pitcher, but has played outfield the last two nights. He takes ball one outside. He certainly would give this crowd a jolt if he were to strike out. Here is the 1-0. Fastball missed just off the plate again. Two balls and no strikes. Still Cam Buford at first base. Addison Smith at second. Ethan Mendoza at short. Cade Climby at third in the infield. A breaking ball missed outside. 3-0 to Hamburg, who walked in and then was erased on the fielder's choice in the second inning. And the 3-0 right down Broadway at 94 miles an hour, strike one. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Ball four, and Hamburg draws his second walk of the evening. That'll bring Ty Hamilton to the plate. Left-handed hitting left fielder. He grounded out to second his last time up. Scores from the rest of the league on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The two other games in progress right now. Trenton leading West Virginia 4-1 as they go to the fifth inning at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. First pitch to Hamilton. Fastball outside, 1-0. The other one, Williamsport leading Mahoning Valley 3-0, bottom of the fourth. Hamilton leveling the bat out of Ottawa, Ontario. Sir Wilfrid Laurier High School up there. And the pitch. That's a breaking ball. That curve misses high and away. 2-0 the count. Avant looking to get on track here. And the 2-0. That is bounced foul to the right of home plate from our view. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. There goes the runner. It's high for ball three. Throw down to second. Not in time. So a stolen base for Hamburg. It's the second steal for the Keys today. And Hamburg now in scoring position. Hamilton up in the count 3-1. And nine pitches so far. Two strikes for Corey Avant. Looking to find the range here. Outfield still Kyle Huxdorf in left. Aiden Howard in center. Robbie Morgan the fourth in right. And the 3-1. Misses ball four. That one high and away. So first and second, nobody out, and now Marcus Sanders to the plate as Luke Napleton, the catcher, trots out to the mound for a quick conference with Avant. Of course, fireworks after the game tonight, presented by our good friends at Curavetti, Healthcare Appreciation Night here, and they have had a lot of giveaways going on at their concourse table. If you're listening to us and you're here at the ballpark, you can still check in with them. And, of course, they presented the musical chairs competition earlier in this game on the field. Marcus Sanders in the right-handed box. He struck out against Gabe Starks back in the second. Avant out of the stretch. A quick look to second and a first pitch of the at-bat. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. Lights are on all the way around, not necessarily needed at this point, but we are phasing towards the sundown here, the 1-0. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-1. Great to see the sunshine out throughout the day today. More of the same tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow will probably be the warmest day of the weekend. It's a 4-0-5 game here is the 1-1. Misses high, 2-1 the count. Penn State football uplifting athletes will be out here. Golden Israel Achumba, the offensive lineman, singing the national anthem. That'll be at about 4 o'clock before the 4:05 game. And we're going to try to set a world record for the largest first pitch ever. Grounder on to second and nips off the mid of Smith into right field. That'll bring Hamburg around third. He will score. Now he got just a piece of the ball with the top of the mitt. But it's a 3-2 lead now for Frederick as Hamilton moves to second. And that will be ruled an error. So an error on the second baseman, Smith. So as of now, that goes as an unearned run. Logan Sanders at the top of the order is 1-for-2. Singled and stole second in the first. Grounded into that fielder's choice as it turned out in the second. Bounces this one down the third baseline. It goes foul, backhanded by Climby. 0-1 the count. Very little wind to speak of right now. A slight breeze. Not Nittany ever present in center field and fully visible tonight, as well as on down the Nittany Mountain Range. Tussie Mountain off out beyond the right field wall. Visible as well. The 0-1 whiff. Breaking ball tailed away from Sanders that time, and he offered. It's 0-2. Keys manager Rene Rivera coaching at third base, former major leaguer. Now the 0-2 swung on and missed, strike three. So Avant picks up his first strikeout of the game. It's the Spikes' fifth as a team, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. One down in the top of the fourth, and here's Jevin Relifer, the third baseman, 0 for 2. Struck out looking in the first, grounded out to third in the third. And the pitch. That is in tight for a ball. Off speed from Avant. Arcangelo, by the way, winning the Belmont Stakes today. Jenna Antonucci becomes the first female trainer to win the Belmont. Here's a bouncer to third, taken by Climey. Throw to second for one, and Smith able to tag, throw on to first. Not in time, but Smith did get the bag. There was no tag for the runner crossing to third, so Hamilton is aboard. Sanders erased on the fielder's choice, 5-4. Relifer now at first, and here is Luca Danos, the starter, just jumped into the lineup prior to the game, but playing shortstop. He's 0 for 2 tonight. He has struck out twice, both against starter Gabe Starks, now facing Corey Avant. The pitch, that is low for a ball, 1-0. Forte finished second at the Belmont, was the favorite. Tappet Trice was third. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final taking place tonight. Vegas and Florida down in Broward County, South Florida. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Vegas leading that one, that series 2-1. Major League action earlier today. Diamondbacks over the Tigers 5-0. The Marlins beat the White Sox 5-1. Reds over the Cardinals 8-4. Throw a first, tag applied, but not in time. It was a quick throw, but Buford had to rotate over, and with those bigger bases, it is possible to get a bigger lead, but it may also be easier for runners to get back now on those pickoff throws. Now, here in the Major League Baseball Draft League, there is no rule on a maximum number of disengagements from the mound, so there's a throw to first again, and again, Relifer dives back in. Avant is not limited here. It won't be a balk if he goes there a third time and doesn't get him. The pitch homeward. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. The developmental nature of this league means some of the new rules in place, also in place here, but others not necessarily implemented because players are transitioning to try and play in the professional level at some point. As the 3-0 missed inside ball 4, Danos twirled away from it. The bases are now loaded after the third walk of the inning. And Brady Cirkonic up, the Frederick catcher, 1 for 2, grounded out to short in the opening frame, singled and scored in the third. Elsewhere in the bigs on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Twins beat the Blue Jays 9-4, the Padres over the Rockies 3-2, Orioles top the Royals 6-1. First pitch, breaking ball by Avant, slices down the inner half of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1. The Dodgers blank the Phillies 9-0, Mets over the Pirates today 5-1. The 0-1, swing and a miss, waved at the breaking ball again. It's 0-2. The A's top the Brewers 2-1 in 10 innings. Yes, Oakland did win. Rangers over the Rays 8-4. The Braves defeat the Nationals 6-4. And the 0-2, tap foul at the plate. New baseball is, Mapleton, I think, got hit by that foul tip, but he is okay. He is tough. He's a catcher. Astros leading the Guardians in ongoing action, 5-1, top of the sixth inning out in Cleveland. Underway between the Red Sox and Yankees, scoreless bottom one. And there's a strike three. 96 on the fastball from Avant as he dusts off Cirkonic for the second strike of the inning with authority. And the strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. A run for the Keys in the top of the fourth. No hits, one error, and three runners left on base. End of 3.5. 3-2, Frederick leads on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy what could be a historic day with the Spikes on Sunday afternoon. The Spikes face Frederick at 4:05, and members of Penn State Uplifting Athletes will join us for a special day at the game. Plus, offensive lineman Golden Israel Achimba will once again sing the national anthem, and they'll all join you in trying to set a new world record for the largest first pitch. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Bottom half of the fourth inning, it's a Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. And as the Spikes now trail 3-2 going into the bottom of the fourth inning, Frederick will go with a right-hander on the mound in Hunter Bell. And initially, Bell was slated to start this game, but a little bit more of a piggyback with Nate Lamb. Kind of similar to the setup the Spikes had yesterday. Ben Harris starting and Ty Fisher then in relief, but it will be a longer appearance. Fisher will be a starter in his own right during the Spikes' upcoming road trip through to Trenton to start things off. And then headed out on the weekend to Frederick. So meeting the keys here, and that'll actually, next weekend series will end the matchups between the Spikes and the Keys for the first half of the season. As the first pitch to Cam Buford, grounded on to third. Coming up throwing is Jevin Relaford. The throw is in time. Buford down for the second time today. One gone in the Toyota RAV fourth inning, the bottom of the fourth. Here's Luke Napleton, and Napleton, the catcher, is 0-1. He flied out to left field his first time up. Frederick with a run apiece in the second, third, and fourth innings. State College, a run in the first, a run in the second. The pitch, that fades in for a strike. I say fades, it was 90 miles an hour, but such it is now. The 0-1 upcoming now from Bell, and here it is. Breaking ball upstairs, one ball and one strike. Nate Lamb went the first three innings tonight. For Frederick, allows two runs, both earned on three hits and a walk. Also delivered a wild pitch, four strikeouts. Here's a bouncer foul down the third base line. 1-2 now to Napleton. Couldn't quite squeeze it inside the chalk. Albert Jones right there on it, as he usually is. Great to see him out there working with Greg Kiewit and Brian DiDomenico as his three-man umpiring crew. The 1-2, cued foul behind home. Count remains the same. Bell is making his third appearance with the Keys. He has one start under his belt. He also has one hold to his credit this year. Has not allowed a run in his first four innings. As the 1-2 breaking ball missed, 2-2 the count. Bell has given up a pair of hits and hit two batters. He's walked one, struck out three in his four innings of work. Peers over the mitt, wind up and the 2-2. And this is a soft liner to center, taken on the run by Logan Sanders. Had to come in as a sort of basket catch with the left hand, but able to make the play, and there are two outs. And it didn't sink quickly enough. Robbie Morgan the fourth, the right fielder out of Central Michigan. Singled and came around to score on a wild pitch in the second. And his first at bat, looking for more of the same here in the second time up. Standing near the back of the box, actually back leg is on, or back foot is on the back line of the right-handed box, and the first pitch breaking ball is a called strike on the inner half of the plate. 0-1. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Former manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Jesus Ezuaje coaching at first. Here's the 0-1. That fades in for a strike. 0-2 the count. Was a fastball by Bell. We're on the air with you tomorrow, approximately 3:35, so you can tune in. MLBDraftLeague.com/streaming. The 0-2 bouncer on to short, taken by Danos, and the throw to first is in time. Spikes down in order in the fourth inning. Of course, you can also join us, as always, at StateCollegeSpikes.com and on the TuneIn app for your audio broadcast of each and every Spikes home game, home and road. Four innings complete, 3-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Top of the fifth inning, Corey Avanton for his second inning of work, and his first pitch of the frame is up high for a ball to Jacob McKeon, the first baseman who has walked twice in the game. He scored a run in the second inning, and then in the third, he tried scoring on a rundown play following Irvin Escobar's RBI single, but was thrown out at home. Bounces this one to third. Cade Climie fires across the diamond in time. One gone. Speaking of Escobar, he's now up. Jordan Hamburg, the McDonald's strikeout guy, will follow. Escobar has singled twice, both times, knocking in a run tonight. He won't have the opportunity to do that with a single this time around when the base is empty. And last night, he went 3-for-5 and drove in a pair of runs, notching a double as well. Hopper to short. Either Mendoza comes up firing, showing off that great arm. The 18-year-old, very adept over at shortstop. You've got 18-year-old Ethan Mendoza, and you've got Addison Smith over there at second base, who's just 18 as well. Actually, I switched him around. Mendoza will not turn 18 until, or he'll be 19 in August. Smith is 18. Actually turned 19 last month. And the pitch to the McDonald's strikeout guy, Jordan Hamburg. Fastball and a strike called on the outer edge. The 0-1. That's a strike on the outer edge. It's 0-2. Hamburg has walked twice in the game, stolen a base and scored, but now the volume level's starting to rise here. The 0-2. High and away. Did not chase. 96 on the fastball from Avant. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball high and away as well. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs in the top of the fifth. Frederick leading State College 3-2 here. Middle game of this three-game series. We'll play tomorrow at 4:05, then an off day on the schedule Monday, a six-game road trip, and then back here following another off day. Monday the 19th, Tuesday, June 20th. Will be the start of the next homestand. West Virginia visiting for three games, Mahoning Valley for three. And the 2-2 to Hemberg. Swung on and missed, strike three. There it is. Free Big Macs for everybody with any purchase. Starting at noon tomorrow with your ticket stub or your online ticket stub, as it were. But Hamburg and Avant delight the crowd. 1-2-3 go the keys in the top of the fifth. We are halfway home here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is Frederick 3, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Inning. Kyle Huxdorf, Tyler Wilson, Cade Climbing, 7-8-9 batters due up against Hunter Bell on for his second inning of work. First pitch on the way to Huxdorf, and that is outside a ball. Huxdorf right-handed hitting left fielder. The outfielder from Iowa now on the right side here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Not only correct, but also the right as we see it from behind home plate in the first base dugout. The 1-0 swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Huxdorf flied out to center field. His first time up is a spike back in the second inning. Here's the 1-1. Oh, that hits him. Got Huxdorf. Looked like the top of the back. But he quickly just takes off the protection and trots down to first. So the first hit batsman of the game for either side. Again, Bell in his previous four innings had hit two batters entering tonight's action. But here's Tyler Wilson, the switch hitting DH, looking to make the keys pay for that and letting the leadoff hitter on. He doubled his first time up in the second inning. Batting as a lefty here, he takes a strike over the outer half. 0-1 the count to Wilson. 3-2 lead for the Keys here in the bottom of the fifth. Frederick out hitting State College currently 4-3, one error each side. 0-1. There's a grounder on to short, waiting on it. Daniels flips a second for one on the first double play. Actually, Daniels took that himself and had to leap over the oncoming Huxdorf. I anticipated he would flip, but did not. 6-3, the double play. Two away, and here's Cade Climby, the third baseman, 0-for-1. Struck out swinging in the second. In the right-handed box out of Sugar Land, Texas. Playing for Temple Junior College this past spring. And the first pitch to him is lifted in the air right field. Back goes Hamburg, and he is there at the warning track as the inning comes to a close. Nothing across for the Spikes in the fifth. We move to the sixth. 3-2. Frederick leads on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy what could be a historic day with the Spikes on Sunday afternoon. The Spikes face Frederick at 4:05, and members of Penn State Uplifting Athletes will join us for a special day at the game. Plus, offensive lineman Golden Israel Achumba will once again sing the national anthem, and they'll all join you in trying to set a new world record for the largest first pitch. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
On to the sixth inning. 3-2 lead for Frederick, and the Keys will send the 8-9 and 1 batters up, starting with Ty Hamilton. The left fielder swings and misses at the first pitch. A 91-mile-an-hour fastball from the righty Corey Avant on for his third inning of work in this game. And the 0-1, swing and a miss. It may have been tipped into the mitt, but it's strike two nonetheless. 92 miles an hour from Avant. 0-2 the count, offering high and away, ball one, as Hamilton lays off. Ty Hamilton is 0-for-1, grounded out to second in the second, walked in the fourth. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. That is the fourth strikeout for Corey Avant, the eighth for Spikes pitching tonight. It is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. One gone to the top of the sixth, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball dips in for a strike. It is 0-1 to Marcus Sanders, the second baseman. Struck out in the second inning, reached on an error in the fourth. That did score a run. It was the go-ahead run in the game. Next offering a fastball for a strike, 0-2 the count to Sanders. And the pitch, that is in the air, foul ground, first base side, but out of reach for anybody. It'll drop harmlessly onto the warning track, settle near the tarp. Now, somebody's going to have to get that ball, and it's Jesus Azuaje, the Spikes coach. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Avon. Ninth strikeout for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. That's three consecutive strikeouts now for Avant. Five total in his 2 2/3. And the next pitch to Logan Sanders, breaking ball for a strike. Over the inner portion of the plate, the other Sanders, the leadoff man, is 1-for-3 with a steal tonight. Breaking ball called, strike on the inner half. Avant has found the range. He walked three batters his first time up. He only had two strikes in his first nine pitches. But he's definitely got back to it, and a breaking ball swung on and missed. Avant bounces back from that rough start to strike out the last four batters and retire the last seven in a row. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Bottom of the sixth upcoming. 3-2 Frederick leading State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Cam Buford will be due up fourth in this inning as Aiden Howard leads it off for the Spikes. The switch hitting center fielder is 0 for 1 with a walk. He has stolen a base and scored a run as well.
That happens when you're forced to do eight jobs.
Howard fouls it off. Third base side, 1-1 to Kim. I got a couple more coming up, too.
It would have been really nice if maybe somebody had shown up for work tonight. I wonder who that might be, Jim.
Yep. 1-1 the count to Howard. Hunter Bell, the right-hander, on for his third inning. Delivers breaking ball. It's low, 2-1. Bell has faced the minimum so far. He did hit a batter, but forced a double play.
Yeah.
2-1. And this is in the air. Foul ground. Third base side. And that will find the seats. Three rows deep. Relaford doffed the cap as he headed over. So,
yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Ethan Mendoza, Addison Smith to follow. Then Buford in the Spikes order. From the top down here in the bottom of the sixth. When Mills the bat in the left-handed box, does Howard hitting against the righty Bell and the 2-2. And that is laced foul, first base side. Count remains the same. A couple other score updates in the MLB Draft League. Trenton and West Virginia are tied at 4 in the top of the sixth. Williamsport has got off the deck. They're up 7-0 on Mahoning Valley, top of the sixth inning. It's the breaking ball missed low, 3-2 to Howard. Scores on the Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard, brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center. Located on South Atherton Street in State College, the Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The 3-2. Bouncer, foul, first base side. We'll do it again with a full count. Again, tomorrow, 4:05 game. Trying to set the world record for the largest first pitch. The most people simultaneously throwing out the first pitch, currently at 156. Now, it may look a little different than your standard first pitch, but it'll be true in a lot of ways as Howard bounces it into right field for a base hit.
Run. Steal him.
He's 4-for-4 so far this year. I don't see why not.
Move him.
And it's an interesting thing. There is not a steal sign.
Go.
These runners are trusted.
Hold on a second. Run. It's a right-handed pitcher out there, too.
Now facing the righty, Mendoza, 1-for-2. Singled in a run, reached on an error in his two at-bats. The pitch swings at the first pitch and lines it to center field, a base hit. Howard will jog to second here. As Mendoza gives him an easy advancement.
On my thing, he's at third.
But Ethan with his second hit of the night. The Spikes fifth as a team now. The tying run in scoring position here on the bottom of the sixth for Addison Smith. The second baseman 0-for-2. Grounded into a double play in the first. Struck out looking in the third.
First time he's hit left-handed tonight.
He faces Bell, who turns towards second, and Howard is back.
I thought that was a really effective move.
Well, that's the thing. This actually...
With that move, he couldn't get me.
The pitch. And here's a grounder on to short to a knee. Danielson onto second for one, onto first, double play. 6-4-3 it goes. Second time that particular combination's worked. The third double play turned by this Frederick infield tonight. Howard does move to third, though, for Cam Buford.
I'd steal him. Come on, Rod Carew did it.
Absolutely.
Ty Cobb did it.
There's actually, I was just reading The Hidden Game of Baseball again by John Thorne, Pete Palmer. And the pitch. Breaking ball in tight, 1-0. It was that first wave of sabermetrics in the 80s. But they looked at it, and stealing home with two outs can actually be productive if it's somebody with a speed, with a lot of speed, like a Rod Carew, like an Aiden Howard. Fastball outside, 2-0.
Why wouldn't that David Ortiz do it?
Exactly. But because there's two outs in the inning, you're not giving up any other base runners here. It's going to be a fresh slate anyway. So.
That's all right. Buford's going to drive him in anyway.
Bell to the plate. Fastball outside, 3-0. Luke Napleton on deck for the Spikes. Keys leading by a run. Runs in the second, third, and fourth. Spikes with a run apiece in the first and second. Howard takes his lead. Bell sets, delivers. Fastball in tight, ball four at the belt line. So the first walk issued by Hunter Bell and the second by Keys pitching tonight, putting runners at the corners with two down for Luke Napleton. Napleton has sent the ball on a ride, but 0-for-2. He flied out to left in the second, flied out to center in the fourth.
Napleton's driven in four this year.
In the back of the right-handed box. Set by Bell. And the pitch. Ooh. And he got him, and Napleton tried to hold back, could not, on the breaking ball that tailed well outside. 0-1.
Buford, by the way, if you're wondering, was 6-for-8 in stolen bases at Grambling State. I knew you were wondering. That's why I brought it up.
0-1 count, pitch. Breaking ball outside. This time Napleton lays off. Evens it up at 1-1. There is right-handed action now in the Spikes bullpen.
Well, Avant's been terrific.
He had a rough start, but he battled and finished with a flourish. Four consecutive strikeouts, six total over three innings. Foul ball. It was coming back this way, but I saw the flight. It was going to smack right below us, and it did. I flinched for the first millisecond, though.
I turned to my left. Oh, there we go.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Breaking ball in tight. Napleton turns away. It missed the left shoulder. 2-2 the count. Howard leading off third. Buford off first. The 2-2. And there's a liner to right field for the RBI single by Luke Napleton. Aiden Howard scores. We're tied at three. The run is driven in. It's almost like it was preordained.
Why do you listen to the play-by-play when I tell you ahead of time what's going to happen? Guy wearing a John Carlos Stanton jersey down there. It looked like he turned an ankle.
First and second, two outs now. Robbie Morgan, the fourth, trying to keep it going. 1-for-2 with the run scored tonight. And the pitch. Curveball called a strike.
That was.
Yep. Lower portion of the zone.
I told you the Judge Alonso joke, right?
Oh, yes.
Headline, Judge and Alonso on IL. Stanton playing. What are the odds?
0-1 to Morgan. Bell delivers. Check swing by Robbie, and the pitch outside this time.
I said, that's why I didn't have to steal home. I said, Napleton will drive him in. You're like over your doubts, problems. Thinking about the next on-field contest because you're filling in.
Bubble balls into the seventh. Actually, before that, we got to toss these hot dogs at the end of this inning.
I know we do. I know.
3-3, bottom of the sixth inning here. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Fastball foul tipped into the mitt, but it's 1-2 nevertheless. The great fireworks team at Starfire getting set out beyond the center field wall for the post-game fireworks show. A salute to superhero movie themes.
It's going to be great tonight.
1-2. Morgan lifts this one to right field. Hamburg sizes it up, trots in a couple of steps, raises the mitt, makes the catch. Inning over. But the Spikes do tie the game, as one of us knew they would.
I might as well take the last three innings.
Run on three hits, two left, six innings gone. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
And fans, the Spikes call for relief here in the top of the seventh inning, bringing in a new pitcher. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. The reigning and defending MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week, Daniel Panasang, the right-hander on for the seventh. He had two sterling innings opening night to get the save, three fantastic innings Sunday to help preserve the Spikes' victory, and he may well go the rest of the way here, as will my broadcast partner, Steve Jones.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Is your aunt still here, by the way?
Not here at the ballpark, but she is still visiting Central Pennsylvania here. So.
Oh, good. I hope...
And she'll go back to
next time, if she could bring some souvenirs from Hot Springs, New Mexico, I'd appreciate it. We can put them here in the booth.
Oh, yes.
Just a thought. I mean, sure, I'm trying to come up with free things. I mean, I know that. All right, Spikes and Frederick 3-3 top of the seventh, and Patasak delivers. Squares to bunt. You know, I think it's the first time we've seen somebody square to bunt all year. Actually, the second time. That's the second time. And each time, neither guy pulled back, and each time was a strike. Relaford is 0 for 3. Fielder's choice, bounced to third, struck out looking. That one misses. They called that first pitch a ball? He went after that pitch. Something's not right there. Pitch. That's high and away for a ball. They're saying the first pitch was not a strike? You have to be kidding me. That's not right. He went after it. Pitch. Inside. He walked him on four pitches, even though the first pitch was a strike. All right. Sorry. You've had a great night behind the plate.
You missed that one.
All right, here's Luka Danos. Danos is 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts and a walk. So Relaford gets the lead off first. Relaford has not stolen a base. They put down a bunt, throw to first in time, moves the runner to second. So that's the first sacrifice hit we have seen this season as they decide to play small ball late in a 3-3 game. Joe going off to his next assignment, which should have been handled by somebody else, by the way. Here's Sirkonic. Brady tonight is 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored in the third. It's fouled, the first base side, now to play. 0-1 the count. See Ike the spike over there in the Chiaravetti box. Chiaravetti's been the sponsor of so many here tonight, so many items. 0-1. Patasak delivers, breaking ball beauty. That's a strike. It's 0-2. Curveball from Daniel that time. Patasak will throw a four-seam fastball. He throws the curve, which you just saw. Slider and a change. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. 11 strikeouts for Spikes pitching tonight. The first for Daniel Patasak. Meanwhile, Avant struck out 6. He walked 3 in his time out there. So Patasak now with 2 outs. 6'5", 222-pounder, 22 years of age. Charleston Southern out of Prague in the Czech Republic. Lead run is at second in Relaford. 2 outs. Patasak will clean off the spikes and then get back to the top of the hill against McKeon. McKeon tonight is 0-for-1, 2 walks, a run scored. He also bounced to third. Pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 3-3 our score. 3 runs, 6 hits, an error for the Spikes. 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Frederick. Top of the seventh with 2 outs. Relaford on second. Smith near the bag and the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0 to McKeon. With all due respect, you'd like to avoid Escobar on deck. They finally retired him his last time up on a grounder to Mendoza at short. Relaford, good lead at second. 2-0 coming out to McKeon. And the pitch. Low and outside, it's 3-0. Well, you're faced with the very real possibility of facing Escobar, who was a mere 6-for-8 in the series. He's only hitting 600. 3-0. Swung on and missed, went right at him. Good fastball at 92 from Daniel. 3-1 the count. Patasak, 3.19 ERA this year at Charleston Southern. Got a couple of saves. That's lifted in the air. Foul, first base side. Will reach the concourse and out of play. So he's back to 3-2 on McKeon. Patasak, when he was younger, played hockey, loved it, but then picked up baseball and pickup games and began loving it. 3-2, curveball lifted in the air, right center field, Howard over, Aiden's there, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one left at the end of 6.5, seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark in State College. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy what could be a historic day with the Spikes on Sunday afternoon. The Spikes face Frederick at 4:05, and members of Penn State Uplifting Athletes will join us for a special day at the game. Plus, offensive lineman Golden Israel Achimba will once again sing the national anthem, and they'll all join you in trying to set a new world record for the largest first pitch. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Bottom of the seventh inning. There's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field at Loprano Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Jack Maruskin, Frederick's own, comes in, does his pitching at Frostburg State. And Kyle Huxdorf will come to the plate for the Spikes. Ruskin, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's 23 years of age. Right-hander. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. The Huxdorf hit by a pitch his last time up. Ruskin, 6'2", 200 pounds. Huxdorf 0 for 1, flew to center, hit by a pitch. And the pitch. At the letters, it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. That's on the ground to short. To his left, throws in time, one up and one down for the Spikes in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here is Tyler Wilson. Wilson is 1-for-2 with a double. He wrapped into a double play. That's up high to Tyler, 1-0 the count. Okay, Climby on deck. Yeah, his double play was a 6-4 double play. Hit it right up the middle, and the shortstop was right there. Low and inside, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Wilson. Switch hitter for the first time tonight, batting from the left side. 2-0. Inside corner for a strike at 95 with that fastball. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Tyler Wilson. He's got that average at 350. And the pitch. Missed a little bit high with that one. Maybe a tad inside. 3-1 the count. And the pitch. That is loop foul. Third base side. It's going to get to just beyond the Frederick dugout and then bounce. One of our great... Usher snagged the ball. He's going to find a fan to give it to. 3-2 on Tyler. Set. And the pitch. Broken bat. Coming over as McKeon makes the catch. Two outs.
Third baseman number four, Kay Climie.
So here's Kay Climie, the third baseman. 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second. He flew to right in the fifth. 3-3 our score in the bottom of the seventh. Yeah, pitch misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. One and all the count. That is lined to left field. That's a base hit. Two outs, single to left by Climie. Lead run aboard here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Back to the top of the order, and it's Aiden Howard. Howard is 0 for 1 tonight. With a pair of walks. Excuse me, he's 1 for 2 tonight. My apologies. With a walk. And he has scored two of the three spikes runs. Howard bats from the left side. That pitch low and inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Howard. And that pitch misses outside. It's 2-0. Climie's on first with a two-out hit. Climie did not have a stolen base this year at Temple Junior College. Just in case you're wondering. 2-0 on Howard. The pitch to Aiden. That is line foul just past Jesus Asuaje down at the first base coaching box. Two and one, the count on Howard. Climie, okay, lead at first. And the pitch. Foul straight back and down below our camera area. Great catch! Row six, right behind home plate, turned around on the care and made the play. 2-2 the count. Relaford way off the line at third. Donis, a shortstop near the bag. The pitch. Down low, 3-2. So Climie will get a head start at first base. Three and two the count. Mendoza on deck. They will play behind. McKeon will play behind Climie. Takes off. 3-2. Pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball. Strike three. And the inning is over. So no runs. A hit. One stranded at first. End to seven. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
To the top of the eighth inning. In a 3-3 game, Daniel Patasak will face Erwin Escobar to be followed by Jordan Hamburg and Ty Hamilton. 6-7-8 in the Frederick batting order. Escobar is 2-for-3. Two RBI singles, and he grounded a short. And the pitch. Starts him out with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. A curveball that time by Patasak to start him out. 0-1 the count. Pretty much straight away in the outfield. And the pitch. And that missed outside. 1-1 the count. That time he went straight change. Huxdorf is off the line in left field. The pitch. That is to right field. Back goes Morgan. Now comes in a couple. Puts it away. And a big guy to get out. Hamburg is 0-for-1 with a couple of walks. But the one as the McDonald's strikeout guy gave everybody Big Macs with a purchase over the next 3 days. Very nice. He's done his part. No breeze in here tonight. Mid-70s and the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It is 0-1. Patasak does not fool around. He just gets the ball, gets the sign, and just goes right into it and attacks. I mean, Patasak is somebody that 46 strikeouts, 20 walks. There's a strike. Quickly, it's 0-2. He gave up 36 hits and 42 in the third. 9.8 strikeouts per nine innings. That's on the ground to second. Smith has it. Addison throws in time. Two up, two down here in the Frederick eighth. Spikes will have up Mendoza, Smith, and Buford. 2, 3, and 4 in their half of the eighth inning. Ty Hamilton is 0-for-2. He grounded a second in the second. He walked in the fourth, and he struck out swinging in the sixth. We're here tomorrow at 4:05. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Several Penn State football players will be here tomorrow representing uplifting athletes. Hamilton waits. It's in there for a strike. So you have the pitcher from the Czech Republic pitching to the hitter who's from Ottawa, Ontario. Napleton's from LaGrange, Illinois. He's the catcher. That missed low and outside. 2-1 the count. Curveball that time. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Popped up. Shallow right field. Back goes Smith. On comes Morgan. Morgan takes charge, puts it away, and the inning is over. That is six consecutive retired by Spikes pitching. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division One Power Five Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The eighth inning and another pitching change. Good job by Ruskin as he went one inning, gave up one hit, no runs, struck out one and did not walk a hitter, and gives way now to Tyne Hampshire. Hampshire, 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, who is 18 years of age from Lumberton, Texas, and Lumberton High School. And he'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Spikes batting order. Hampshire making his third appearance. He's 0-1 with a 32.4 ERA. First pitch swinging, and Mendoza lifts it in the air to right field and put away, and one pitch and one out. Here's Addison Smith, who's 0 for 3. He's wrapped into a couple of double plays tonight. And he's also struck out looking. Shift on him, the pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Relaford way off the line at third. The shortstop, Danos, is maybe 10 feet to the left of the bag. Center fielder Sanders is about 20 steps into right center. On the ground, Relaford, perfect position at third. Fires in time. Two up and two down for the Spikes in the eighth inning. Cam Buford's 0 for 2. Struck out swinging in the first, bounced the third and the fourth, walked on four pitches in the sixth. Buford homered here on Tuesday night. Holds that bat really up high. High and tight. It's almost like a right-handed Carl Yastrzemski with the way he holds the bat up above his shoulders. One oh, low and outside, 2-0 to Cam. Napleton on deck. Two outs, bases empty, bottom of the eighth inning in a 3-3 game. There's the set by Hampshire. 2-0. Swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. It's 2-1. 87 that time with that pitch. Buford levels the bat, waits in the right-handed box with a 2-1 count. 3-3 our score, bottom of the eighth. Low and outside, 3-1 on Buford. Spikes have out hit the Keys 7-4, but this is a 3-3 game in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, full 3-2. 90-mile-per-hour fastball, the bottom of the zone that time. Buford levels the bat. Cam's ready. Hampshire's 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. He walked him. Second walk that Buford has drawn in the game. And that will bring Napleton to the plate, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the sixth inning. Frederick scored one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. Spike scored one in the first, one in the second, and one in the sixth. 3-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. straight away on Napleton in the outfield and a little deeper. The pitch swung on and in the dirt. 0-1 the count. No advance by Buford. Mentioned he's from LaGrange, Illinois. If you ever saw the movie While You Were Sleeping, good part of that was filmed in LaGrange. 0-1 the count. That's in the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Good pitch that time by Hampshire. Really good. So Napleton with an 0-2 count. He's driven in five this year, and he's got Buford on first. Hampshire delivers. Low and outside, purpose pitch that time, 1-2. You have two options there. You can either attack or use a purpose pitch. He went purpose pitch. So 1-2 the count. Hampshire delivers. That is popped up behind the plate to the screen. It's going to take a big bounce two rows back of the screen. Still 1-2 the count. Youngster ended up with the ball. One and two the count on Napleton. Which now Relifer's been playing off the line. Not against Napleton. He's near the line. Actually a gap on that left side. Swung on and missed strike three. Took something off that one and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one stranded. End of eight, 3-3 to the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy what could be a historic day with the Spikes on Sunday afternoon. The Spikes face Frederick at 4:05, and members of Penn State Uplifting Athletes will join us for a special day at the game. Plus, offensive lineman Golden Israel Achumba will once again sing the national anthem, and they'll all join you in trying to set a new world record for the largest first pitch. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
So the Spikes will make a pitching change here in the ninth inning after Daniel Patisak put together his usual performance. He was outstanding again as he went two innings, no hits, no runs, struck out one, walked one. And the Spikes have gone to the bullpen for relief as they bring in a new pitcher here for the ninth inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Jacob Odell on the mound. Odell can get that fastball up to 98. He is making his fourth appearance. He's got 4 2/3, one run it was earned. Given up two hits, struck out nine, walked two, hit one. 1-0 record with a 1.93 ERA. Last time out against Trenton, he had a no decision going an inning and 2/3, giving up a run, a hit, struck out four, and walked one on Tuesday night. So here's Marcus Sanders to lead it off. Against Jacob Odell. Sanders is 0-3. Couple of strikeouts and he reached on an error. It's up high for a ball. In fact, that error was pivotal. It actually helped lead to a run. The third and final run for Frederick in this game. He'll be followed by his brother Logan. Then it'll be Jevin Relaford. 1-0. That's up high for a ball. 95 with that one from Odell. 2-0 the count on Sanders. Number 9 hitter. High set at the letters. In tight, 3-0. Fastball at 95. Four times in this game, Frederick's had the leadoff man aboard. 3-0. And make that five times. Leadoff four pitch walk to the number 9 hitter. Now his brother Logan to the plate, who is 1-for-4. Two strikeouts, a fielder's choice. He led off the game with a single to center. Middle infield will be a double play depth. While Frederick's turned 3 tonight, the Spikes have not turned 1 yet. Odell looks over at first. High set and the pitch. In the dirt, he hasn't thrown a strike yet. 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. Three-three our score, top of the ninth inning. The pitch. And it gets away. He still hasn't thrown a strike. Six pitches, all misses. 2-0 on Sanders. Marcus Sanders to second. Two and oh the count. Odell looks in. Logan Sanders waits. Check second. 2-0. That's a strike. 2-1 the count. That was at 95 with the fastball. 2-1 the count on Logan Sanders. Marcus Sanders on second. Set. And the pitch. Outside, 3-1. That was at 97. Again, he can get it to 98. But he also needs to find the plate. 3-1. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. 95 with that one. 3-2 now. Marcus Sanders on second with nobody out in a 3-3 game, top of the ninth inning. And the set. And the pitch. That is lined to right field. Morgan's right there, makes the catch. Marcus Sanders tagged but will not go. Good throw by Morgan, one out. Well played by Morgan all the way through. Here's Devin Relliford. Relliford is 0-for-3, struck out looking in the first, bounced to third in the third, and the fourth of fielder's choice, walked on four pitches to lead off the seventh. Marcus Sanders, the lead run down at second with one out. Relliford bats on the right side, holds that bat up high. Pitch by Odell. It's down low for a ball, 1-0 the count, 96 with that one. Odell will throw the four-seam fastball. He has a curveball, a change, and he will throw the cutter. Threw a lot of cutters here the other night. There's a strike. Fastball there. It's 1-1 at 96. Yeah, he threw a lot of cutters on Tuesday night. Here's throwing a lot of fastballs. High set and a 1-1. Looks at Marcus Sanders at second twice and delivers. Swung on and missed. That's the cutter right there. 1-2 the count. That was at 89. That was the cutter. 1 and 2 on Relaford. 3-3, top of the ninth inning with Sanders on second. Odell, high set. 1-2. On the ground to third. Climby is there. Throws to first in time, but moving to third on the play was Marcus Sanders. Two outs. Marcus Sanders made a base-running error there and got away with it. I mean, they could have easily had him in a rundown, get the lead runner. But here's Lucas Danos. Luka Danos is 0 for 2. Struck out looking in the first, struck out swinging in the third, walked in the fourth, dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the seventh. The pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. See, what that does with that play to first, and he goes to third, it puts more pressure on Napleton behind the plate. Set, 1-0. Swung on and missed. That was the cutter. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Two outs. Sanders on third. 3-3 our score. Top of the ninth. Odell, 1-1. There's the curveball in there for a strike, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Let's see if he comes back with the cutter here. He's been effective with that. 1-2 the count. Odell to the plate. Fastball down low at 98. 2-2 the count. That's his top out number there. He reared back and had everything on that one. Just a bit low. 2-2 on Danos. The pitch. That is on the ground to Hopper, to Smith. Addison throws in time. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Ben Vespe takes over. After Hampshire did a heck of a job, struck out one, walked one in his one inning, gave up nothing. So Vespe takes over here. 6'3", 190-pound right-hander out of Boynton Beach, Florida. Did his pitching for UCF, Central Florida. Just turned 22 years of age last month on May the 28th. And Vespe making his third appearance. He's got 8 2/3. 8 hits, 6 runs, but they're all unearned. Crazy. Struck out 8, walked 4. Closing hitters 235 against him. He'll face Robbie Morgan, Kyle Huxdorf, And Tyler Wilson, 6-7-8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the ninth inning of the 3-3 game. And the pitch. That is line foul toward the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 0-1 the count. Here tomorrow at 4:05. Weather looks great, low 80s. Penn State football players here from Uplifting Athletes. Time called. Try and set a record tomorrow for most individuals throwing an opening pitch. Record's 156. You can call 814-272-1711. You can buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com. You can go to the box office, just walk up tomorrow. It's a beautiful Sunday to walk up and watch baseball. 0-1 the count on Morgan. As he leads off the bottom of the ninth, and here's the pitch. Low and outside by Vespi. 1-1 the count. 1-1 the count. 3-3 our score, bottom of the ninth. Morgan trying to get something started here. And the pitch. Low and outside. 2-1 the count. Remember, Morgan leads the league in walks. He is 1-for-3 tonight with a single and a run scored. 2-1. That's foul to our right, looping to the Geisinger Champions Club. And out of play, evens the count at 2-2 on that 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Kyle Huxdorf on deck. Pitch. Down low, runs it full, 3-2. Center fielder Sanders about 15, 20 steps into right center. Hamburg shallow and right. 3-2 to Morgan. On its way. Curveball lifted in the air. Hamburg right field drifts back a couple. Now comes in two. Puts it away. One up and one down in the Spikes ninth. Kyle Huxdorf. 0-for-2. He flew to center in the second. Hit by a pitch in the fifth. He grounded to short in the seventh. If he were to get on, he would be a threat to steal. The pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Kyle was 17 of 19 in stolen bases this year for the Hawkeyes. Got to get on base first, the 1-0. Outside corner for a strike, evens it at 1-1. 90-mile-per-hour fastball that time from Vespi. Tyler Wilson on deck. Then Cade Climie. 1-1. Low and outside, 2-1 on Kyle. Huxdorf, this year at Iowa, hit 280, 6 home runs, 54 knocked in, 13 doubles, 5 triples. 2-1. Swung on and missed. He took something off that one on the change. It's 2-2. He's an honorable mention, All-American at Iowa Western Junior College, then went to Iowa. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him. 92 with the fastball, and now it is up to Tyler Wilson. Wilson is 1-for-3, double to left in the second. Hit into a 6-4 double play in the fifth, and popped out to first to McKeon in the seventh. Bats from the left side. Danos, the shortstop, will move over closer to the bag at second. Relaford is off the line at third. It's down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. 3-3, bottom of the ninth inning. 1-0. Swung on and missed. High fastball at 91. 1-1 the count. Bases empty. Two outs. 1-1. Curveball outside corner for a strike. Great pitch that time by Vespi. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Hit high in the air. Playable. Second baseman Sanders underneath it, puts it away, and we go to sudden death. We'll come back with that in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
So the Spikes will take the field here in the 10th. Tervell Johnson will be the designated runner at first, replacing Luca Danos. And Brady Cervovic will be at the plate. And tonight he is 1-for-4. So if the Spikes stop them without a run, they win. If Frederick scores, they win. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball from Odell. 96. So Johnson is the pinch runner, is the designated runner at first. Johnson is 2-for-4 in stolen bases this season. He has a short lead. Odell delivers. Swung on and missed. That fell out of the zone. It's 0-2. That was the cutter. Oh, and 2 the count. Johnson short lead off of first. Here in overtime. Pitch by Odell. High and tight. 1-2 the count. With cutter again. 3-3 here in the 10th. Odell glances over at first. Now goes set. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Got him on the curve. First strikeout for Odell in the game. Here's McKeon. 0-for-2. Walk, stole a base, scored in the second. Walk, stole a base, stranded at third in the third. Grounded out to short in the fifth and flew to center in the seventh. Middle infield double play depth. There goes Johnson, the pitch, and it gets away from Napleton, and Johnson gets second but will not take third. So the winning run is at second. And since he was running anyway, that's got to be a stolen base. 1-0 the count. So now the infield. No double play depth here with Johnson on second. Base hit wins it. Odell, high set at the letters. 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. 96 with the fastball. To be frank with you, it doesn't really matter if he walks McKeon. It actually would set up the double play again. But you'd like to avoid Escobar if you could. And he's on deck. 2-0. Odell to the plate. High at the letters, 3-0. 96 with that one. The dangerous Erwin Escobar on deck. Johnson gets out to his lead at second. Not a big lead. The pitch. There's a strikeout of Reg. A dart at 95. 3-1 the count. 3 balls and a strike on McKeon. Johnson the winning run on second here in the 10th. Odell. High set at the letters. And the 3-1. There goes Johnson. High and tight throw to third. Gets away. And Frederick's going to win. Postgame in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Enjoy what could be a historic day with the Spikes on Sunday afternoon. The Spikes face Frederick at 4:05, and members of Penn State Uplifting Athletes will join us for a special day at the game. Plus, offensive lineman Golden Israel Achumba will once again sing the national anthem, and they'll all join you in trying to set a new world record for the largest first pitch. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
So the story on this one in overtime, Frederick wins it 4-3. Four runs, four hits, one error, left nine. Spikes three runs, seven hits, an error, left five. Really isn't a winning pitcher or a losing pitcher in that one. They don't do that when it's overtime. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes before 2,469. Here tomorrow at 4:05. We're on beginning at 3:35 tomorrow. Looking to set a record for most individuals involved in an opening pitch. And the Uplifting Athletes, Penn State football players, will be here tomorrow as well. We look forward to seeing you out here for that. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.